You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
The word is ATM skimming. Spelled A as in automatic, T as in teller, M as in machine, and skimming for theft. Definition: the process of stealing ATM customer credentials by means of physically and covertly installing one or more devices on a public ATM machine. Example sentence: in the last two decades, ATM skimmer tools have gone from an urban myth to a widely complex, ever-evolving suite of technologies that has potential to be the worst nightmare of anyone with a bank account. Origin and context. By secretly placing one or more devices on public ATM machines, criminals steal PIN numbers and credit card numbers from unsuspecting victims. They can then use those credentials to conduct online transactions or withdraw money from other ATM machines by impersonating the victim. According to Gizmodo, the first ATM skimmers started appearing in 2002. Prior to that, they were largely an urban myth. Lawyers and law enforcement thought they were possible, but unlikely. In 2003, a single deli in New York City lost over $200,000 in one day. Badly camouflaged skimmers started appearing in 2008 and 2009, but from 2012 until today, a cold war between criminals and device makers has been in full swing as device makers build anti-fraud devices and criminals find ways around them. Criminals can buy skimming technology online or build the devices themselves. Generally, ATM skimmer tech is up to three components. One, a skimmer, a device designed to naturally fit on top of the actual ATM card reader that can record magnetic strip information. Two, a keypad overlay, a device designed to naturally fit on top of the actual ATM keypad device that can record PIN numbers. And three, a camera, usually hidden above the keypad, that can also record PIN numbers. Nerd reference. The Nilson Report is an independent financial newsletter that has been in print for 50 years and provides credit, debit, and prepaid card issuer, acquirer, and technology vendor statistics to its subscribers. For 2018, they reported that their customers worldwide lost a staggering $28 billion, that's billion with a B, in debit and credit card fraud associated with ATMs, a 16% increase from the previous year, and that 39% of that sum came from the United States.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's criticalstart.com.